Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are presented by Progressive Insurance.
That's what I'll be doing in the video.
Just lean back, riding, yeah. Got the glasses on, windows down, PCH.
Couple of them in their hair flowing. See, nah, the video.
Grip is too tight on the steering wheel.
What's
this?
Are you talking about the video? Oh, the video.
Yeah, the vid.
I was like, ah.
It's this, not this.
I don't know.
Too tight.
Look. Huh?
Grip is too tight on the steering wheel. You got to have the splayed out on the steering wheel.
Well,
you know,
my car
if you're
is
low
fast.
Like that.
I don't know what type of rag you driving in, but my rag top is fast. So I got to be able to hold
you're zipping
it.
By?
Yeah, I'm like,
you're
yeah,
zipping
man.
Through? No, you got it with the window down and
yeah.
down.
Yeah,
you got to be
small
rolling
back
through.
Seat.
Can't do that, man.
It's a small back seat, so they turn sideways.
Nah,
yeah.
I'm in the
what
truck.
What you mean?
Man.
No.
I'm in the truck. I can't. I need steel around me. I don't like going fast no more.
How you going to be in an R? Oh,
I'm R&B going slow. That's R&B.
That's
I'm going slow.
That's a different level with you.
There's no zipping, weaving. Nah.
All right, 29, 6, and 5. I get it.
Yeah, we're cruising.
That's his new album, 29, 6, 29, and 5 6 by and 5. Jay.
29? I didn't know he meant averaging that for a season.
29, 6, and 5.
29, 6, and 5. Who is that? Who's 29, 6, and 5 on average for a season?
He just came up with some numbers. I don't.
Like, what player do you think of when you say 29, 6, and 5? If you're talking about a season average, not that many guys do that.
I mean,
LeBron.
The best. LeBron, KD,
LeBron
Jordan, or something, you know.
Rebounds.
Kobe. You know, that type of dude.
It's a Kobe. Yeah. The points are a little low for Kobe.
29?
29 shots or 29 points?
No, points.
Oh.
Points.
29. Remember that at the end, Jay?
Oh, you're working for it. You don't get it up, Key. You don't get the shot up sooner or later.
And then, Cody, you go, ah!
That like, old man YMCA game.
Those were tough days.
At the end, though, Kobe had the triple pump fake, then the fake foul.
You know what was crazy? Remember before the last game, Key, at Staples back then? And people are like, yo, I think Kobe might go for 30. And some people are like, yo, he might go for 40. The man went for 60.
Yeah.
60. Could barely move. He went for 60.
Yo, the commercial he has with Jalen Rose, or the olives, well, he's like, I'll take 60, 80 olives. What was that?
81
yeah. olives.
Yeah. On Jalen, yeah.
I'm just playing with you, Jalen. It's okay.
And by the way, you know, Jalen really wasn't guarding him for all those 81 points, but Jalen's
nothing
a good
you could do
he gave, it was Jalen he gave 81?
Yeah. Yeah, he gave a lot.
He gave everyone the business that day.
Toronto, man.
And by the way, they needed all those points. That was a close
certain
game.
Certain things you just don't want to be on the side of.
Not 81.
Right? It's like, geez.
So LeBron James led the new-look Lakers past the Pelicans 120-102. Out with Russell Westbrook, in with D'Angelo Russell. All the Russes going in different directions. LeBron James, 21. That's his first game since becoming the NBA career scoring leader, right? AD had 28, 10, and 5. D'Angelo Russell had 21 with 7 assists. Here is LeBron on all the new pieces and how the skill sets fit each other.
Yeah, I think our skill set all kind of fit each other. With Vando and D'Lo and Bees, three guys that just know how to play the game. We all just trying to, you know, get the ball popping, get the ball moving, you know, have equal opportunity. And everybody's trying to play to their advantage out on the floor. So, you know, tonight we had 32 assists. You know, in our starting lineup was at 9, 14, 20, 22 assists in our starting lineup. That's huge. So, you know, we want to try to continue that going forward.
So on the latest episode of the Pat Bev podcast,
hold on,
with Ron, what's up?
Before, can I just say something? Yeah. He didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah.
But just knowing how Bron really values high basketball IQs, did you catch the first thing he said? We all know how to play this game. Which makes you kind of think, Key, about the team that was on before with Russ. And I love Russ.
Said it earlier.
But like the lack of basketball IQ or positioning because of skill set, that's why LeBron is more into this squad right here that he has now.
Yeah, when he said
well, this
that,
is a better this like, is a better roster than they 2 weeks
well,
ago.
Guess what Malik Beasley and D'Angelo Russell can do? They can shoot the rock and they understand spacing.
Yeah. You saw that, Russ. You saw that right there when LeBron went to the cup with the left hand. Everybody was spread out.
Yep.
Everybody was spaced out,
can't
so
help.
He was able to do his deal.
Can't help. I can drive your side, weak side, strong side, because you can't help. You can't leave shooters.
So on the latest episode of the Pat Bev podcast with Roan, Patrick Beverley hinted at some of the Lakers' underlying issues. And we discussed this in the 6 o'clock hour. LeBron kind of hinted at it there when he talks about people knowing what to do. But here's what Pat Bev's quote is. It wasn't basketball. It wasn't basketball, meaning the problem with the team. It was other expletive. But other expletive that you can't, like, pin or point out. You know, comes and goes. You know, a little bit here, a little bit there. Jay, when he says that, it's not basketball. It's other stuff that he can't point out. Little here, a little there. What do you think he's talking about?
I think he's talking about all the media attention, every step this team takes. I think he's talking about the challenges that they have from a front office position, like what's happening with Rob Pelinka, Jenny Buss, and LeBron James and Clutch. I think he's talking about LeBron James going for the scoring record while Jenny Buss, I always say Jenny Buss, sorry, Jenny Buss, Max always corrects me.
I tried to do it so no one would know, but go ahead. I pointed to my jeans,
Key.
I'm like,
Jeez, Jeannie.
What did you say?
Jenny Buss.
Jenny Buss. He always says Jenny.
Jenny, same thing.
What? Jenny on the block.
Jenny on the block. And I also think it's some of the – we talk about, like, how players lead, right? And we talk about Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan would say, in your face, directly what time it was, yell at you, chastise you. You knew what it was. I think sometimes with LeBron, you don't know what moves are being made behind the scenes. You don't know if you're one of his guys or not one of his guys, right? Like, so, and he does a great job of team camaraderie and building, but I think the lack of security around what moves the franchise is going to make moving forward, whether you're part of that equation or not, I think it puts a lot of pressure on players that really don't know how to handle that.
I have a question for you about LeBron. And it just popped in my mind, so let me try and articulate this as precisely as possible.
Quick.
There is a set this dude to dribble out the clock.
Quick.
Tell me quick. But there is a sense about LeBron, that passive-aggressive stuff, that stuff where early in his career when he lost to the Mavericks in the finals, he doesn't have that thing that Michael had or Kobe had or Larry Bird, one of these killers, right? And on the one hand, you think, well, yeah, because he's not exactly just he's an all-around, he's an assist guy. He's really a point guard in a forward's body, all this stuff. But do you think that LeBron has a need to be liked that MJ, for example, didn't have or Kobe didn't have that is to his detriment in some way? Like why can't you just tell everyone, get your game up? Why do you need to be nice in their face and then go behind their back and do it passive-aggressively? It seems to me that that's some kind of a need where you want people to like you.
Well, it's like maybe it's because LeBron has more of a GM-like mind, right, in how he goes about it. So, like, you don't want to kill camaraderie while you're also making executive decisions behind closed doors with management, right? You got to keep, like, camaraderie up at a high level. Like, I don't want you to – if I have all control, I don't want you to think – that I'm going to get rid of you, you mess up one time, that puts more pressure on you for every single play.
But that's nothing wrong with wanting to be liked. It's just a rare quality that some stars have where they don't care.
But also, you may have to deal with that person along the way another time, too. It may not go the way you think. But you may think you want to get rid of a person or you want a different teammate or whatever, and the deal doesn't go through, and now you still have to embrace that person, get them to play with you, whatever the case may be. I just don't understand how you can be a professional athlete and be at the highest level and have issues with playing with LeBron. Like, do your job. Just do your job. Whatever it is that he's asking you to do and whatever it is that the coaches are asking you to do, just do it, Jay. And I know you say, well, it's hard to play with LeBron, just look at – What Kevin Love had to do and look at what so-and-so had to do. And?
Well, that's like, it ain't for everybody, Key. I mean, for you, it could be for you. I sure as hell wouldn't have no problem with it in my prime as a player. Like, I would like trying to win chips all day, every day. But there are a lot of players who aren't built like that. A lot of players who maybe don't have the financial security to withstand the bullets that are coming their ways on a day-to-day basis.
But I don't think it's that egregious to where the point where you've got to fear your position on a team that you would just be pushed aside or shipped off.
Players deal with it. I mean, there's a lot of different – like, if I'll give you an example, Key. Like, okay. Everybody's like, Kyrie Irving left LeBron in Cleveland, right? You hear other people say, well, Kyrie Irving – some people in his camp felt that LeBron James knew he wasn't going to be in Cleveland, so they were just beating him beating him to the punch. Then you see LeBron go to L.A., right, and it becomes like a bigger thing, right, about what he's doing business-wise. So there's jockeying, there's movement for what's happening business-wise, what's happening media attention-wise, what's happening player movement-wise. How do you deal with
all
that?
I think I want to get back to the LeBron and the wanting to be liked thing, because that's really interesting to me when you say there's that sense that, like, MJ would just say, like, you're sorry, get your game up. And LeBron is like, hey, you're getting, you know, pumping you up, and then
like
going around behind you. Mm-hmm. You know, it does seem to me that one of the issues that has followed LeBron, and I don't know if it's true or not, but it's the sense
I
get.
Is it an issue?
Well, it's the sense I get, and it's stuff that has been discussed in the media, and I've heard fans talking about too many times, is he wields a lot of power, but doesn't always want to accept responsibility for wielding the power. And that goes hand in hand with wanting to be liked. Whereas Kobe Bryant gave you the sense he wielded a lot of power, he could not care less if you liked him or not. And so does MJ gave you that same feeling. So did Larry Bird. I'm talking about the best players of their time who were killers and considered the offensive closers and everything.
Was that an issue for them?
For being jerks at times?
I'm just saying, well, we pose that as this the issue for LeBron. Are we saying that wasn't an issue for Mike?
I would say the issue for Mike was he could be a jerk. That was, like, talked about.
Okay.
And that's not talked about with LeBron, that he's a jerk.
That equated to championship, so that kind of wipes away that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think people link LeBron as a closer, and I agree, he's underrated as a closer, but they link this idea of LeBron as a finisher, as a closer, with being the nice guy or wanting to be perceived that way, with having a lot of power but not wanting to be held accountable for the power.
But there's always
I'm saying that's the impression.
There's always going to be issues in the way you lead to a degree.
Yes, nothing's perfect.
If it's still equating to championships, and I get we're talking the difference between 6 and 4, but damn, it's still translating.
Right.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, we're looking at it.
What,
it's
6 and 4 and how many trips?
I mean, I lost count.
9 or 10?
I lost count. So, like, it is providing benefits. It's just a different style than what we've seen.
Everybody,
I don't want to just use MJ as the example. That's why I bring up Kobe and Bird and guys who people feel better about sometimes talking about them in the big moment, or, you know, they were killers, and LeBron doesn't get that same kind of love in that respect.
Because he doesn't approach it like that, though, mm-hmm. Max. If he approached it like people want him to approach it, then they would look at it different. I've always said, you know, when you look at things in sports, don't look at it like you want it to be. Look at it like it is.
Yeah. It's hard.
You know? Just look at it like it is, not like you want it to be.
Yeah, it's hard, I think, for all people to do that, because you have a certain prism through which you view the world and you apply what you've seen in the past, but there's new stuff that happens. You got to adjust. Tune in this Sunday for the 2023 NBA All-Star Game. Live from Salt Lake City. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations. Hot Ticket is brought to you by Vivid Seats, where you earn rewards with every purchase. Vivid Seat Rewards is your ticket to more tickets. Vivid Seat, life happens live.
29.
KD, speaking of doing it new ways, he makes the Suns favorites to win the West. Take it or shake it is next.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Here to shake it here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is brought to you by Grainger. Time to take it or shake it. Shannon, take it away.
Oh, wow. I see what you did there, Max.
Yes, clever.
Like it. All right. Take it or shake it. Here we go. Jay, I will start with you with this one.
Okay.
Kevin Durant makes the Suns the favorites to win the West. Take it or shake it?
I shake it.
Shake it.
Shake that.
Like Denver?
I think on paper they would be the favorites, but in reality, Denver is a better team right now. They're a better team, and I've seen them. I still need to see KD, Devin Booker, and CP3 and other pieces. I get what I imagine it to be. I just don't know if it translates to being that right away in 25
games. If it's 80% of it? What do you think then? What if it's mostly what you imagine it could be?
80%, I still think Denver wins it. I think it needs to be better than 80%.
Okay, got it.
Take it!
Nope, it doesn't work that way. I took the lead. Okay. It doesn't work that way.
No, and then afterwards.
No, he can't say he's supposed to.
He's supposed to just take it. But yeah, I got it.
We can't do a whole rally.
Yeah. I went first.
No, you went first, and we should have shook it based on you, but I'm taking it.
Yeah, you're taking it, yes.
Yeah, I'm just taking it. I disagree with you.
I think
when you look at them on paper, they certainly should win the West. But, Jay, you tell me. You're the basketball guy in this situation. When was the last time Kevin Durant's been on a team that wasn't favored? When was the last time? You can't tell me Brooklyn, because every year that he was on the Brooklyn Nets, regardless to who he was favored.
Favorite's fine. Did they win it?
But that's not what it says. It says Kevin Durant makes the Suns favorites to win the
West.
Yeah,
but you're talking about the betting odds. I'm talking about my favorites. My favorites.
No, I'm not talking about the betting. I'm not talking about the betting odds. I'm talking about every single year that he was on the Nets coming into the season, they were always the favorite. That's all I'm saying. By many people, not just Caesar's books.
Yeah, that's fine. But I'm talking about my favorites.
Yeah. They're not your favorites.
Well, I don't like your favorites.
That's fine.
Because guess what?
I'm going to take it, too. I'm going to take it along with Key, Jay. And the reason is, I hear you about Denver. They're a team. It's actually more likely Denver wins than some team that's thrown together at the All-Star break or at the trade deadline. Man, KD is better than everybody else, and that includes Jokic. He's just better. When he's healthy, he's the best player in the game, I think by a good margin. And as long as he's healthy, that's the biggest thing to me. I think they're going
to
win it, man.
See, that's what's so crazy to me, Jay.
Yeah.
When I hear a Max say that Kevin Durant's the best player in the game by a wide margin and all this sort of stuff.
When he's healthy.
Then I look at LeBron, and I'm not saying – I'm like, well, damn, he's 50 years old. When he's healthy, he looked pretty damn good to me.
Pretty damn good. By the way, and Jokic and Embiid and Giannis all look good.
That's why I'm like a wide margin with that dude on the court.
Do you remember when KD was healthy on Brooklyn, and he wasn't even as good as he is now? This is before the defense came back. He was by himself because Harden and Kyrie were out. And when Harden came back, he was limping around. He took the Bucks to a game 7. They won the championship that year. He came an inch away from sending them home by himself. He's better than that now. He's a lot. He's a lot, Jay. KD is a lot.
What a wide margin, though, man.
I don't know about a wide margin.
I think, yes. I think he's if he's healthy, I think he's clearly the best. If he's on the court, he's clearly the best player in the game. Yep.
All right, ready to move on?
Yeah.
All right, cool. We'll move on to the next thing. Key, I will start with you with this one, okay?
Yes.
The New York Jets will win the AFC East with Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback next season. Take it or shit.
Take it!
Take that. Take that.
If they certainly can land Aaron Rodgers, they're probably going to win the AFC East. I would go with Jay's money to Vegas and bet that they would win the AFC East.
I'm going to shake it. I don't see Aaron Rodgers wanting to live with the New York media on a day-to-day basis. I do not. I think it's way more realistic for the Jets to end up with a Derek Carr or even more so a Jimmy G than an Aaron Rodgers. Actually, Jimmy G feels way more like a Jet to me than Aaron Rodgers
does. G makes a lot of sense for them, actually. The easiest kind of way to slide someone in there knows what he's doing, right?
See,
AFC East, Denver the Bills.
I know that y'all scared of the New York media, and y'all think, you know, the New York media.
I'm not scared of the New York media. I'm just projecting how Aaron Rodgers views media in general after watching his habits for the last several years. That's
yeah,
all.
But he doesn't deal with the media like that. So he can always remove himself. And now remember, Jay, he's relaxed. Things are his soul.
Well, he's not relaxed. He's going into his 4 days of darkness.
All of those sort of things, he feels good about himself. So no matter what people say about him, he can always remove himself.
Go to the Catskills, go to retreats.
Chill.
I got it, yeah.
You got to think about that. He's a West Coast guy. So everything that's moving fast and outrageous in New York, doesn't bother him. It's just chill.
I guess I would take it by the slightest of margins over the Bills. You know what? I'm shaking it. The Bills are better than the Jets.
No, they're not. Not with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback.
Josh Allen's better than Aaron Rodgers, so, you know, when last seen on the football field.
He had a better season.
And when I asked you who has an advantage at quarterback when they went head-to-head, you said Josh Allen. You said Josh Allen. You sat there and said Josh Allen.
Max, seriously? You getting ready to try to sell that to the public?
That's what happened.
He's been trying to pin that down
course,
the last couple of days.
At that time, the Bills were playing better football than
Take
the Green
it or shake
Bay Packers.
It. What's next?
Lying ass, trying to get these people rallied, riled up on Twitter.
That's what he does. He votes in.
Like, jeez.
All right, guys, we'll do one more here and take it or shake it, all right? One more. Look, of course, we just mentioned Aaron Rodgers, so we got to do Jordan Love. Right. Jordan Love will lead the Packers to the playoffs next season, Key. Take it.
Shake it. Because once Aaron Rodgers is gone, they're going to strip the whole team down to the bones, right? They get ready to start this thing all over. Once Aaron Rodgers is moved on, they're going to hit the reset button.
Yeah, I'm shaking it. I think Jordan Love will be – marginal. I think it'd be okay. I don't know if it'll be next level.
I'm going to shake it, not because I think they'll strip it down. They didn't strip it down when they transitioned from Favre to Rodgers exactly. Not that Jordan Love is the next Aaron Rodgers, but I think the ascension of Justin Fields is going to make it more difficult to win that division. The Vikings are better than they've been in a while. Detroit's getting better. So I'll shake it. I'll shake it for those reasons. Take it or shake it, brought to you by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click, Grainger.com, or just stop by. Our next guest will have the answer, or have to answer, for having the worst take of the year.
Jay.
What?
The worst take of the year. What's Key doing?
He's trying to dig up his nose.
I was telling Jay to stick his thumb up his nose.
Oh, why? Why do you want Jay to stick his thumb in his nose?
No, because I want to
so
see if
weird
it
sometimes.
Oh, if it would fit. Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
You fool.
The Chiefs are champions of Super Bowl 57.
I told y'all at the beginning of the week, there's nothing that's going to keep me off that football field.
It's the best feeling in the world, man.
Everything we worked for is for this moment. You have to enjoy this moment. I mean, if there was any doubters left, there shouldn't be now.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Chiefs are champions of Super Bowl 57.
You're in the Super Bowl. You can worry about getting it healthy in the offseason. So I just kind of fought through, and we were able to win the game.
It's the best feeling in the world, man. And I'll tell you what, I don't know how many I got left, but I'm sure going to cherish this one forever.
Everything we worked for is for this moment. You have to enjoy this moment. You can't let the moment overtake you.
I wanted this one more than I ever wanted a game ever in my life.
I mean, if there was any doubters left, there shouldn't be now.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Bart Scott, ESPN NFL analyst, with us now.
Hey!
Okay, Key was in high school when this came out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He's in there
punching
on somebody's daughter. You know, that's when I used to come and break it up. Like, move back. Get back. You're too close. You're dancing too close.
In high school, the lunch dance.
Back up.
What's
up?
What's up?
Biggest club hits in the history of club hits.
What up, Smoke? It's been too long, man. Y'all don't invite me over no more, man. I'm like Shemp from the Three Stooges.
No, you big time. You don't come over. You over there on Get Up. I saw you on This Just In one day. You got your own radio show with Han. Like,
I'm just
you rolling.
I'm just a squirrel trying to get a nut, Key. You know what I'm saying?
No, I understand. Yeah, you've been trying to do that for a while. But let me ask you this, though, Bart. Okay, let me ask you this. What are you more embarrassed by? Are you more
embarrassed?
Embarrassed. You more, Max, you look up here now. Get off your phone. Are you more embarrassed? Pay attention. Are you more embarrassed by not beating the New England Patriots or your ridiculous, utterly ridiculous take on the Kansas City Chiefs about them not making the playoffs even though they went on to win the damn Super Bowl?
Okay, now, Keyshawn, you know TV better than anybody. You've been in the game longer. Remember when I had my can't wait rant? I was talking to you because I was watching your program. So I know you've been in the game for a long time. And you know when you get on TV and there's nothing to talk about in the preseason, before the OTAs, right after the draft, it's going to be a segment. They're going to ask you, come up with a bold prediction. And some people can say it borders on stupid, right? Because it's bold, because it's unlikely to happen, but you look like a genius if it does. So what they don't tell you in the fine print is when I made that prediction, it was during a segment that was called Bold Predictions. Now, what was more bolder than saying Kansas City wouldn't make the playoffs? I want to say I got the assignment correct. I said something insane, something stupid, something idiotic. ESPN, you welcome. So instead of bringing me out here and trying to shine a light on my take that was ice cold, you should be thanking me, ESPN, because I'm taking these bullets.
But
for
was
you.
It was it a bold take? Because I don't remember that. All I know is I saw the headline. I'm reading the headline.
No, it was a bold prediction. That was the segment. Say something bold. AKA cold word in TV, say something stupid. So I took one for the team, damn it. So don't you bring me out here and try and hold me accountable when you know how TV's done, because I learned it from you, Smoke.
So why are you gonna blame me?
Because I learned it
from you.
It's
your fault.
I learned it from you.
It's your fault.
Listen.
The media showed Bart what to do. And
you know what narcissists do? They deflect, damn it. And I'm deflecting. And I got nothing else. I'm Teflon Don. Nothing sticks to me. So I threw it on you, Keyshawn. So you take that. So how do you feel about my bold prediction?
Be much clearer, because people listen to the show and watch this show may not understand you or know what you're talking about. So be a little clearer, you know?
Okay, well, you know, they told me, Bart, can you come up with a bold prediction? I was like, I don't know. I said, you know what, to be bold? Who knew that Russ couldn't cook at high altitude? Who knew that J.C. Jackson was going to get hurt? Bosa was going to be hurt? Who thought that this defense that had Chandler Jones added to Crosby was going to be god-awful? We forgot what Josh McDaniels was as a coach. I'm sorry for giving those guys credit and thinking that they can step up to the challenge. But I tell you what, maybe Russ can cook if they get my old man and your old friend too, Rex Ryan, out there. Man, that could be lethal or dangerous. I may come back with another cold take, because they might be out there with higher assassins.
No, I'm excited about that one, Max. I told you a couple weeks ago. I'm like, you know, I've always been trying to get Rex back on them sidelines for a while now. So I'm excited about
that. Sean Payton with Rex Ryan.
He might be asking you to be a quarterback's, I mean, a receiver's coach, and you can only come in once a week, Keyshawn. A receiver's coach, you only got to come in once a week.
Why I got to be a receiver?
If they tell you to come once a week,
because
you have so much damn knowledge that they first need you to get those receivers to get out of their breaks first, then you move to the offensive coordinator. You got to crawl before you walk. They can't just give you the keys.
They don't crawl. Why I got to crawl? Hell, Maxie ran in here.
I'm just saying, Keyshawn. First of all, Keyshawn, words hurt, man. No, you ain't got to be spitting that venom on me and Max today, man.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, you want me to crawl.
Do you feel attacked?
Max know what I'm talking about, right, Max?
What's that?
You don't have to crawl. You don't walk. You run
This offseason,
they parachute you right in.
Bart, I turned down 3 offensive coordinator positions this offseason alone.
I didn't even
talk about it. Bart, it's interesting what you say about the bold takes, right? Because we do this on TV all the time. What's the bold take? And then a lot of people trot out some take that's not really bold, but they call it, come on, man, that's not what we're talking about.
Get the assignment right.
But let me ask you this, in all seriousness. Okay. The reason you made that bold take is because when you look at the Chiefs, though he still had Travis Kelce as his primary target, yep. he lost a receiver in Tyreek Hill, who might have been the offensive player of the year this year. Everyone else loses that guy, they go backwards.
And that defense is porous.
Right, so how much of this is a testament to Patrick Mahomes being in a class by himself?
That, you know, not a class by itself, but what it is, it shows you that he gets to elevate his stock to the next level. Because we saw Drew Brees only get one. We saw Aaron Rodgers only get one. And why Aaron Rodgers only got one is because when he took all the money, like Patrick Mahomes took a lot of the money, he didn't take all of it. He did something very smart, Max. He took a 10-year deal, which gave them an opportunity to push the credit card bill down the road, which allowed them to pay guys like Chris Jones, right? But eventually, I see them adding maybe another 2 to 3 more years, because once these young quarterbacks reset the market, they're going to say, hold up, we got a 2-time MVP, a 2-time Super Bowl champ, and he might be the fourth or fifth highest paid quarterback in the league. And he's proven that he's like Peyton Manning, right? He can take talent that is not as great, and he can elevate them and make them
start. But unlike Peyton, Peyton took a long time to be good in the playoffs. He was not good first half of his career in the playoffs. Patrick Mahomes has been an all-time great performer in the playoffs since day one.
Yeah, but we don't know how sustainable that is, right? Remember, Peyton Manning came and went to one of the worst organizations that was 1-15, how they got him. Patrick Mahomes went to a place, that organization that was already good with a quarterback in Alex Smith. They're already a playoff team. Mm-hmm. So he didn't come to a place that was a rebuild. Peyton had to build it from the ground up. Patrick Mahomes grabbed the controls from Alex Smith and took him to the next level. Mm-hmm. That's the big difference. So I think we have to make sure that we tell the story the correct way, because Peyton Manning went to the worst team in the division.
But even when they weren't anymore, Bart, he was not good in the playoffs first half.
I understand that. But understand that Patrick Mahomes ain't really going against a lot of established guys no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, Peyton Manning still had some good quarterbacks. Wait,
hold on. Mahomes in the second half of that game.
But who is he going against?
You know what? I'm starting to think, based on this conversation, that you have something with Mahomes. You think he's overrated.
That's why you picked against the Chiefs.
No,
I actually picked him to win the Super Bowl, and I actually picked the score actually correctly. You know what I'm saying? I won one of my listeners $32,000.
I didn't. I picked Eagles to win.
Because he believed in me, Keyshawn.
I understand. Do you believe in Aaron Rodgers? What should the Jets do? Should they just say, should they go get Carr, or should they wait to find out what Aaron Rodgers wants to do after he comes out of the cave?
See, once again, Keyshawn, it's like you at the high school dance. You got the girl over there that's the 7 that you know is a done deal. When you know you deserve better,
you got the
10 over there that you might strike on. But you can always get the 7. Derek Carr type of quarterback is always available. I mean, is it a big difference between him and Ryan Tannehill? Is it a big difference between him and Jimmy G? No.
Yes.
So why don't you? It's not. It's not that big.
Well, the difference is Jimmy G's made deep playoff runs. That's the difference.
Carr had good personnel at times there, and he never won a playoff game. I don't know if he's more Andy Dalton.
Man, I'm not about to.
I'll take it back to you and your high school thing, right? I'd rather wait for the baddest chick in the school at the dance. I'm waiting for the 10, because I'd rather shoot for the stars and land on the moon than just set my standards low to an average chick that need a BBL. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm you, Keyshawn, if I'm the Jets, I'm waiting for Aaron Rodgers. I want the bad chick. You know what I'm saying? I'm not waiting for the girl that looked good, but we got to get her face and makeup done before we go out.
But what if the dime wants to go to the most expensive place?
It costs you
the most. Now you can't go to college because you blew the money you're going to spend on her. Versus you get 5 years with the 7.
Jay Wizzle, what's wrong with these people? Like, listen, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. I'm going to go for the baddest chick. See, that's y'all telling a lot about yourself. Forget these damn commercials, man. We presented by Progressive. They'll pay the money for all the commercials we miss because they got cheese on the taco.
I need more Bart Scott in my life. ESPN NFL analyst, Bart Scott.
You and Max should do a show together.
Bart comes in. I don't even need caffeine. I don't need coffee. Nothing. Look at this. Thank you, Bart, as always.
Bart neck is wide.
Yeah, man. You know what's that? You know what's that?
All right. Well, let's keep our jobs. With Kevin Durant now in Phoenix, how much pressure is on Chris Paul? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
ESPN insider Adrian Wojnarowski saying the Phoenix Suns are nearing a blockbuster deal to bring in Nets star Kevin Durant.
Just a remarkable deal for the Suns. He wanted to come in and make a splash, and he's done it.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And what did you call Jay before? You used a stat line for Jay, Key.
29-6-5.
I mean, would you take
Mr. 29-6-5?
Why'd y'all build a graphic underneath me on TV, though?
Would you take 26-6-4, 27-5-4, 25-5-4?
Yeah, absolutely. Anything over 23? I'm good with.
Well, I just gave you three stat lines of Vince Carter. Yeah. He was a young player.
I'm taking anything over 23.
Yeah, you're basically talking about Vince Carter, who is with us now, ESPN, NBA analyst. What's going on, half BC? Man, half amazing?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Basically, when someone's trying to call someone a great player, they give you Vince Carter's
everywhere.
Averages. Yeah.
Cut it out.
With KD now in Phoenix, how much pressure is on Chris Paul, you think, Vince?
Here goes his pressure line, BC. Pressure.
But is there any pressure on him, though? I think naturally people put the pressure on KD because he's the one that has come over there. I think for Chris Paul, this is a cakewalk for him because now his basketball IQ and his ability to make plays for everyone now is going to heighten because look who he's making plays for or to or setting up. KD and that and book. So and then he gets to really eat as a third scorer. Just think their third guy now is Chris Paul, who has had flashes and signs of greatness in the playoffs. Now he gets to be the third guy and see one-on-ones all the time.
BC, we have somebody in the show that can speak some common sense to Keyshawn over here.
No, there's no common sense to me because I did not say pressure, Jay.
What did you say?
I said he needs to win a championship. I did not say anything about his legacy, pressure. I'm talking about within him, everything he's done for the game of basketball. When he puts that head on the pillow at night without a championship, it burns, man. When you've done everything.
I agree with you on
the
that.
The only reason why y'all all play this game and we played in the NFL, I played in the NFL and y'all played, is to get the money, right? And get the championship. And if you do those things, all the other stuff is going to come.
No,
that's
the
only thing I'm saying.
That makes sense. No, I'm with you. We're on the same page in that. So, VC, we were just talking about this on Get Up, too. Patrick Beverley comes out and alludes to there's a lot more stuff when you play with LeBron James. And I think you said it well on Get Up, just about I don't think a lot of people understand the pressure that comes along, VC, when you play next to a guy like LeBron. Like, LeBron's considered one of the greatest players to ever play this game. He's building a multi-billionaire business outside of the sport. He's in L.A. He's in movies. Everything that you do as a teammate gets amplified and gets critiqued or criticized. And guys who originally weren't characters, like, we didn't talk about D'Angelo Russell when he was playing in Minnesota. We talked about D'Angelo Russell more in the last 4 days than we have in the last 3 years he's been there.
No, you're right. I mean, it's heightened. And it not only, Jay, like you said, with that, like It's playing in L.A. It's now and LeBron is the biggest show, and then you have Anthony Davis that has a little to go with that. So yes, it's a lot of outside stuff. It's, you know, LeBron has a lot of things and people that are around him, with whether it's security, where it's just cameras, where it's just anything that is said is dissected. And what does he mean by that? Just like his post-game interview, he said what he said about now the ball moving, now there's spacing, now guys understand how to play, all this thing is dissected. So it's not only you have to be careful what you say, you have to be careful how you move, you got to be careful how you play, you have to play well because everything is heightened, because you think when you play with LeBron James, you're expected to win because of his resume.
Vince Carter. Yep.
You know, VC, I've been talking to Jay and Max about this. I don't know, maybe it's just me, because I'm trying to understand how, as a professional basketball player, you allow that to affect your game in the way that you're approaching the game and how you're playing. Like, how does that – because I just don't know how that feels.
Well, Keith, I'm going to say this. I'm thinking about Pat Bev, who wants to win. We always hear him talk about wanting to win. What place are the Lakers in right now?
What are we, 13?
13.
Yeah.
You feel me? So I think with all of the noise and, you know, everything that comes with it, guys are doing this, that, and the other. You know, when you go to other teams, like Jay was saying earlier, you want guys to block that noise out. It's tougher for LeBron and what comes with that to always block it out, because as Pat Bev and us and you and everybody else, we say, bro, if we could block that noise out, we just focus on what's on the court. One thing Jay said, he has a multi-billion dollar business he's also taking care of. So it's naturally a lot going on. It's always people, the hanger-ons. I'm not trying to disrespect anybody, but there's always a lot of people around. I'll say that.
He's got a crew.
You know, and you kind of need – Yeah, you got now a crew, and then there's the others on top of that. Not even talking about his main guys. No, those guys are important, but you know, it's all of that. So I think Pat Bev, you know, just wants to play, just like you. You just want, hey, bro, if we can block this noise out, we can win. We can get our money. We can blah blah blah. So, but it's different. It's just the way it goes in with LeBron and in LA.
Hey Vince, before we get out of here, about a minute. We were talking earlier. Jay brought up leadership style. How MJ would chew a dude out. Get your game up, basically. Right? And LeBron tries to pump them up, but then has a passive-aggressive way. Like, you know, maybe he doesn't end around, hey, we need to move on from this guy. Mm-hmm. What do you think of LeBron's leadership style compared to someone like MJ or Kobe means for this group right now?
Oh, for this group? It's a different time as well, Max, as far as how you coach and you get on guys. Unfortunately, you say stuff to guys now, they're sensitive about it. Some of the stars that you try to reprimand and coach them, if you would, and have that MJ Kobe mentality where they get on guys. Guys either break down or try to get you traded now, or try to get the coach fired. So it's a different time. And how you handle guys. And I'm in the locker room and try to have conversations with guys and be aggressive. And sometimes this is like, okay, we have to take a different approach. And, you know, Bron's been around a long time, so he's used to one thing and has seen it, because he's had time when he's gotten them guys and gotten in their faces and pointing. And other times it's kind of like, hey, man, we just got to just take a step back. So it's tough to kind of to handle that situation down there.
Thank you, as always. Great to see you. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, back after this.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.